Is that what it is? I'm not sure.
That's interesting. Do you have snakes?
Yeah.
In your, what
oh,
kind?
Yeah. Moccasins, coral snakes, rattlesnakes.
Any more?
Do you know we have garter snakes, yeah. What we call grass snakes or glass snakes or garden snakes. It's the same thing.
They're all garter.
They're, yeah.
Do you know anything about these? What?
They're harmless.
Yeah.
They're just garden snakes. Mm-hmm. And moccasins are water snakes. Very, very poisonous.
They're the ones with the... No, that's not... I was thinking of this other kind. I just remembered the name of it, but its mouth is like white.
I don't know.
I think they call it a cottonmouth, and I'm not sure if it's related to a...
I don't know if we have cottonmouths or not.
Hmm.
We have, what did I say, coral snakes. They're striped. They're black and yellow and red, maybe, or an orange color striped around.
Are they dangerous?
They're very poisonous.
Yeah.
And what else, like king snake? I'm not sure if we have that.
What is a king snake like?
I don't know what it looks like.
Do they bite?
I don't know.
Okay. Yesterday you were talking about, you had a synonym for orchard with a bunch of trees.
Grove.
Right.
Yeah.
And I asked you about a kind of a tree, and you know, you tap it to get syrup or sugar out of it.
Yeah, maple tree.
Okay. Uh-huh. And how about this kind of tree? It has broad leaves, and they all fall off at the same time, and it has a peely bark. It's not a birch, though. And I think birches are in the north anyway. And it has these little knobs or sort of balls on it. And it's white. It's a good shade tree. And they use the wood for, it's real hard. They use it for chopping blocks and stuff. But it's white, very white, and the limbs are real long. And I don't know if they have it around here or not. But do you have any idea what I mean?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever heard of a sycamore?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
I don't think I have either. Is that what you would call it?
I don't know. If I saw one, I wouldn't know what to call it.
Have you heard of plane tree or
no
buttonwood?
Yeah, I've heard of a buttonwood.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what it is?
No.
Okay.
And I don't know if they're the same thing or not.
Okay. The kind of tree George Washington cut down, supposedly.
Cherry tree.
Okay. And do you know what kind of a shrub where the leaves get really red in the fall? And some people... I guess, I don't know if they're different kinds, but some kinds are supposed to be, you know, have a poison in them or something, or an irritant. And it's really pretty. It grows all over by the road and by fences and stuff, and it has berries and stuff on it. But
it's a shrub?
Yeah, it's a big bush. Pretty big. It's got these sort of, I've seen it with these like cone-shaped sort of groups of berries, but the leaves all turn real bright red in the fall.
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of sumac or shumac?
No.
Yeah.
Either one.
Sumac? Poison sumac? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what I've always heard. Have you heard poison?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
See, I've heard poison, heard it used with the word poison, too.
Uh-huh.
But some people say, there might be two kinds, because some people say it's poison and some don't. Okay, other things that also... they give you a rash.
Poison ivy.
Another one like that.
I don't know.
You ever heard of poison oak?
Yeah, but I thought it was an oak.
Oh, okay.
It's not an oak?
I don't know. I've never seen one.
Yeah, I was going to say poison oak. But poison ivy's a vine. Poison oak's a tree.
I see. Okay, how about berries that you can think of?
Blackberries, raspberries, gooseberries, huckleberries, blueberries, strawberries.
Great. Some berries, if you can't eat them because they would kill you, you'd say they're...
poison.
Okay. Have you ever heard of them? I think it grows mostly in the mountains. It's tall and it's got bunches of pink and white flowers.
Yeah. Is it a tree?
I think it's a bush.
Mm-hmm.
Big bush. You ever heard of a mountain laurel?
Yeah, sure.
What's that?